Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Hip Hop Saved My Life podcast. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Now sit back, cause it's time for the podcast.
Hello and welcome to a mini, like, bonus episode of Hip Hop Saved My Life. No room match because we're still in LA, but I am joined by Ben Green. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Excited for Christmas?
No. No. Are you?
No.
I haven't really thought about it. It's just been too hot, and it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah, it's so hot in LA. It's just difficult to sort of get in the Christmas spirit, isn't it?
I'm also Jewish.
Right. I mean, you're looking at me like I'm a devout Christian. Hindu upbringing, mate. So,
yes,
anyway, welcome. I'm very excited. Oh, this is what I want to talk about. Have you seen Last Jedi?
No. This might be a running theme. But you told me the themes, things you want to talk about, and I have not watched or listened to any of them.
But that's fine. That's absolutely fine. So I went to watch The Last Jedi. Ben is not a Star Wars fan. Have you watched any of the Star Wars films?
I have seen. They all merge into one for me.
Right. How many of them have you seen? Because if you've just seen one, I can sort of answer the problem.
I've seen bits of the Ewok one.
Okay. Yeah. Do you mean Return of the Jedi, or do you mean the two Ewok spin-offs, Battle for Endor and Caravan of Courage?
Could be either.
Okay.
Which is in the forest. They were in a forest.
Okay. Ewoks live in the fucking woods, mate. So it doesn't really clarify anything, but okay. So anyway,
I've met Warwick Davis. Does that count?
Yes, because you did
Idiot Broad.
Yeah. Do you want to sweep up that name, or shall I? So you did Idiot Broad with Warwick Davis. What was he like?
He was very nice, and he basically, we were did quite it's quite a brutal shoot, and he was just like the ultimate professional. Like, so he would like, we'd had to film on the Ganges in like Varanasi, and we had to film a sunrise scene, and like all of us were hanging, like we'd all had a few drinks the night before, and then like at 4 a.m. he arrived in full suit, like coiffed hair, and looked immaculate, and he was great, just nice bloke. Never called me afterwards or got in contact or thanked me.
Did you try and contact him afterwards? No. Would he thank you though? Why does he have to thank you?
Actually, he did actually send me an autographed picture of himself with a thank you.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. Which was nice.
Did it just say thank you, or did it have like
it
a
said,
personal
thank
message?
You for, I actually remember it said, thank you for steering the good ship, idiot.
Okay. Well, it's a nice story. Yeah. Anyway, I went to watch The Last Jedi, okay? And I've tweeted about it. I thought it was good. I thought it had some flaws. I'm not going to talk about what those flaws were because people might not have seen it. And yeah,
but you like Star Wars. You're like,
I'm a big Star Wars fan. Yes, I think the prequels are all shit. I don't think they have.
I've seen them.
You've seen them.
I think so.
But you just said you thought you've seen one of the Ewok films. You've seen the Ewok one.
But I think I've seen bits. I think the prequels, which is the one with Yoda.
Fucking hell, mate! I can't talk to you about this. Okay, so the prequels are all shit, except what I would say is I liked it when Yoda has the lightsaber battle in Attack of the Clones. I think the pod race is quite good in Phantom Menace, and I would say that Darth Maul's saber battle is, I thought it was great. So there you go. Anyway, I went to watch The Last Jedi. It's got its flaws, but I thought generally it's good. But I've been watching a lot of fan-made... There's a guy called Angry Joe that did a YouTube video about the things that made him angry about The Last Jedi. And it's like plot holes and shit like that. And Luke Skywalker behaves in a way that Star Wars fans don't like, and there's some weird shit. Anyway, that's not the reason I'm mentioning The Last Jedi. The reason I'm mentioning The Last Jedi is I went to see it with my eldest son, and we went to the ArcLight cinema. And what I think is wonderful about that cinema is at the beginning of every time you go to watch a film, that one of the members of staff comes out to the front, right, and they do a little like announcement, so you feel like you're at a proper event. And then they go, this is the runtime for the film, these are the films that are coming out next week. And then, and I don't give a shit about that, by the way, like that I could take or leave. What I love is that they then go, I'm going to be sitting by the side for the first few minutes to make sure the sound and picture is up to ArcLight standards, right? Do they do that in any UK cinemas?
No, but have you ever had a problem with sound or picture?
Yes, many times.
What do you mean? Then, you've been to a cinema where there's been no sound?
No fucking picture, mate. Are you telling me you've never been to the cinema and the film's just been like, this is not happening, nothing's happening, or it's not working properly? That's never happened to you?
No.
Okay, I mean, you've led a charmed life, mate, because it's happened to me fucking loads of times. And what happens is you're sitting there and nobody wants to be the twat to go and tell somebody working at the cinema that something's gone wrong. So everybody sits there, because what you're nervous about is that you're going to get up and leave and then the film's going to start, and then you're going to come back with a member of staff and look like a complete cock. So what happens is everybody sits there. I went to watch freaking some kids film, Guardians. It's not Guardians of the Galaxy, some animated thing, Legend of the Guardians, like Santa and the Easter Bunny and all these other pricks get together. Like, went to watch that. It didn't start for half an hour. Nobody got up. You're just thinking, we'll start in a minute. And it didn't. So then eventually, somebody goes and tells them and they start it. That doesn't happen at the ArcLight.
I think it's not that big an issue.
Well, what I would say is, I've been to a few films at the ArcLight, never had an issue. I've been to film like Crawley Cinema. I reckon they've got a fucking 50% success ratio based on me going to watch their films. Honestly, mate, it's a fucking joke.
Yeah, I've never been to a cinema in Crawley.
It was a good cinema. It's got an IMAX screen and everything. I went to watch 4DX. You done 4DX?
No, what's that?
It's cough right down the mic there. It's where you pay extra, you pay a shit ton, and you sit in a seat that has got like, there's like jets in the water jets in the seat in front of you, and it moves. It's like basically like a roller coaster. So I went to watch Spider-Man. So like the seat moves when Spider-Man's like swinging around. When there's fire, like flames come out the side of the thing. When he's shooting webs, you get like squirts of water in your face and stuff like that.
That's got to be for just some films, right?
I don't think they did it for Schindler's List, if that's what you're asking. No, it's only for like action films. But it was good. But I'll be honest with you, for the first 10 minutes, I sort of thought, oh, fucking, this is doing my head in. Like, I just thought I can't focus on the film. But actually, you sort of just get into it, and then it's pretty cool. It's like a two-hour roller coaster.
It's just the Schindler's List thing. Yeah, probably can move on.
Anyway, the point is, I think that UK cinemas should have people watching the first few minutes, all right? That's the point I wanted to make there. Second thing that I want to talk about. Oh, yeah, this is what I want to talk about. There is an episode coming out on Christmas Day of Hip Hop Save My Life. You're not on it, by the way, just so you know. Tien and Duyeb, who's actually the last Skeptic's brother.
Yeah.
I did a little remote chat with him. Already recorded. It's already in the can. It's coming out Christmas Day. Enjoy that. But
I'm not with someone.
We can do an intro together if you want.
Yeah.
We'll do it after this.
Okay? It just would be nice to meet some of these people.
Okay, next one we do...
What do you mean?
Okay, well, yes, the next one we'll do again. You can meet someone the next one we do together. Which essentially means I won't be doing one with you for a while. What was it? Oh, yeah. Anyway, what I want to talk about on this, so apart from that Tien and Duyeb one, this is like our last Christmas. This is like our last one before Christmas. It's a penultimate one before Christmas. Do you know of any...
Is it on purpose?
On purpose?
Do you actually like... Because you get me in and to do these bits.
Yeah.
Do you then... But then... Because what happens is we'll be working together, yeah. And I'll be going, how was your evening last night?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, it's pretty good. Got some admin done. You always say admin.
Yeah.
And then I push you a little more on what admin is.
Yeah.
And you've met Jay-Z and you've done a podcast with him or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Tiernan Duyeb is
I would have said that, but I can't actually say the name.
Tiernan Duyeb is a great guy. I don't think he would say that a remote chat with him is the same as meeting Jay-Z.
Yeah. All I'm saying is you seem to do the actual interviews without me.
Okay.
That's like a couple of times. It's like we work, we see each other every day at the moment.
Yes, correct.
Like we film every day together, yes. And then we often socialise on the weekends because we have got no other friends in LA.
Correct.
And yet, on almost all bar since we've been here.
Okay, my argument, what I would say in response to that is that everything you've just said is exactly the reason why I just want to do something without you. We see each other every day, we socialise together. Please, can I do a fucking podcast without you? Just as a little breather. It's just nice to chat to someone else. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. One other thing.
Go on.
You set up a challenge, like a little thing that I think the audience would have been quite interested in.
Oh, God. Are you talking about Harry's?
Yes. And you didn't do it, did you? You didn't give me anything. You didn't give me a razor, shaving foam. So if you want me to talk about Gillette... Mac 4.
Dude, you can't.
I can talk about Kiehl's face cream.
Are you
I could do Bumble and Bumble hair products.
You don't use Bumble and Bumble hair products. Look at your hair. It's a fucking shit show. Like, you are not... You can't endorse hair products, mate. You cannot. Anyway.
But I can talk about Gillette. And Mac 4.
Okay, what, go on then. What, you want to do it? Go on. What do you want to say about them?
I haven't got a lot to actually say.
Okay, fine. What do you think of Christmas hip-hop songs?
I cannot think of one that I have enjoyed.
Yeah. They're all shit.
They are all shit.
They're not all shit, but none of them... Like, I listen to them because I feel like, as a hip-hop fan... I should enjoy Christmas hip hop, but I don't. There's Christmas in Hollis. There's Santa Comes to the Ghetto, Snoop Dogg. I don't know if that's the exact title. I honestly think, and people can tweet me and correct me on this, the best hip hop related Christmas song is DMX's cover of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I've not heard it.
But, I mean,
I'm gonna have a quick listen.
Yes, hold on. Let me get it now.
The lyrics of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And I know the lyrics.
Would you do us the honors of spitting Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Come on! Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, he would even say it close. Come on! Come on! All of the other Santa came to say, come on, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you ride my sleigh tonight? And all the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down to history forever. You go down to history forever. You go down to history. What?
There you go. I actually think...
Can you...
I actually think that is the best. That's the best Christmas hip hop moment.
Moment, yeah. It's not an original hip hop tune. No, what?
Yeah, I get. It's a cover.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably. Listen, Run the Jewels, Christmas Fucking Miracle is a great song.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just. Anyway,
that, it's not done at all, like, ironically, that, is it?
No, he's going for it. But that's the best...
That's what's good. I like it. No, I agree.
He's fully committed to that.
Do you know that song? I don't know why it reminds me. Do you know that song? It's not Christmas, but like that Puffy did on Big Thing.
What's his name now? Puffy.
I don't know. Did he? No.
Isn't it Papa Love or something?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, go on. So,
you remember Player Haters?
Player Haters!
And then at the end, they like just start screaming.
Yeah.
Was that a joke? Do you know if that was.
No, the whole song's a joke, mate.
But is it?
Yeah, of course it fucking is. It's not. Are you shitting me right now?
No. Because I remember listening to it thinking, oh, it's
Dude,
good.
He goes, but... Player Hater. Lay on the ground.
Yeah. Lay your head down. Yeah.
You've been robbed. How is that a serious song?
What do you mean? Someone's injured or something?
Oh, fuck off.
No, I'm not. I genuinely did not. That's not a
Dude,
joke.
That whole song's a piss take.
Why?
You got to know that.
Why was it a piss take? What of?
Of just, I don't know. It's like, it's just, it's not a real song, is it?
Okay. Well, that's the answer to the question then.
Okay. Wow. all right, okay. Two more things. Look, this is supposed to be 20 minutes. We've already fucking spunk 20 of it.
Okay, right.
On this shit. Okay,
you
so...
You can take out the player. It makes me look like an idiot, take out the player.
No, I'm going to... It might just be that on a loop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I want to talk about the Eminem album.
Yeah.
First question.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
No. I told you. You told me that... yeah.
Second question. Have you listened to any of it?
Yes.
What do you think of it? Hold on, what have you listened to?
Walk on Water.
What do you think of that song?
Terrible.
Okay.
The only song that I've enjoyed with page turning featured as a beat was Nas's Book of Rhymes.
Right. I just don't think that kind of sound effect should be
no, I agree. It genuinely sounds like shit. And even in that, that's the worst bit of that song.
Do you think that Walk on Water was supposed to be like... You know, like Stan was letter writing, wasn't it?
Oh, no, yeah, well...
Yeah. Do you think it was like he's trying to recreate that?
Possibly. It didn't
work. Do you
work.
Know... Have you watched the Stan video?
Yes.
Have you watched it intently? Have we talked about this before?
We never talked about it, no.
Okay, so do you know at the very end... Where Eminem is, by the way, let me just qualify this. Stan is a great song. However, what I would say is Eminem would have done well in that song to realise he was writing to Stan a bit sooner than he did. Like the penny drops quite late in that song.
Yeah.
Right? It's probably the only issue that I have with that, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, in the video for that song, right at the end, when he goes, damn, it was you, we've all realised about 2.5 minutes earlier. Right? Anyway. He goes, and damn, it was you. In the video, fucking stands in the window like a ghost at the end of that video.
Is he? I don't remember that. I remember
he's like looking through the window. It's terrifying. The first time I realised, like noticed it.
Was it? Is it quite small in frame?
So you know, he's sat at the table
writing. Well, he's not been there the whole time, is he?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because that would be...
But he's dead. But also it's a ghost of Stan.
Jesus Christ, Ben.
Because he drives off the...
Yes, he does. He drives off the cliff.
Yeah.
Off the bridge. And Eminem's going, I wonder who... Oh my God, damn, it was you. Of course it fucking was. Sorry. Anyway. Eminem. I love Eminem. This album is a piece of shit.
Have you listened to the Ed Sheeran one?
Yes.
What's that one like?
Fine, but like...
Do you like Ed Sheeran on tracks?
I like Ed Sheeran on Ed Sheeran tracks, yes.
Yeah. What's the Alicia Keys one like?
I can't remember. But I mean...
I ever tell you when I met her?
Yes, you did. Why is Eminem doing a song with Alicia Keys? Like, I love Alicia Keys. And I love Eminem. They should not be together. Like the Pink song, she's...
Is there a Pink one? What is that?
It's the one featuring Pink. Need Me. And also, okay, this is the... So, listen, this is my issue with Eminem, right? Mm. This album is that all of the tracks, the production on it is dreadful. The album's too long. The structure of it is terrible. The song, the way the songs are put together is not great. Every now and again, he really does, lyrically, he's great. You sort of get glimpses of greatness. And you sort of think, God, he is really good. He is talented, super talented. He's amazing. He's one of the best. But on one of the songs, they sampled Joan Jett, like, I Love Rock and Roll. You know?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Like, that's unacceptable, isn't it?
But you quite like, I know this is not metal, but you I remember hearing that you actually like doing those metal hip-hop crossovers, or... When did you say that?
I like doing them.
No, no, you like... You
I
like...
went through a phase of listening to hip-hop, like the crossover stuff. Yeah.
See, it's just... I can't think of anyone that I hated the Linkin Park, Jay-Z, I hated all that.
Yeah, but when... okay, so there was a soundtrack, Judgment Night. Do you know that soundtrack?
No.
Do you know the film?
Yes.
Right, so the soundtrack to that film is all hip-hop artists and rock bands and metal bands, like, collaborating. Yeah. Every single song on it. That soundtrack is sick.
Yeah.
And also, Bring the Noise, Public Enemy, Anthrax did a version of it with them. That's great. So they're, when it's done well, it's excellent. In fact, the Judgment Night, if you listen to the De La Soul song on there, I'm feeling embarrassed that I don't know who the other artist is in there. Hold on. Teenage Fan Club.
I'm really curious what that Pink song is.
What do you mean? I've told you what it is.
No, I want to hear it.
Go on, put it on now then. Just put a little sample on. I mean, first of all, this is an Eminem song.
Okay, I've heard enough. I get it. Oh, God, stop.
How can that be an Eminem song? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. I can't remember the last... Did you like the Marshall Mathers, the new one?
Yes. Yeah, that Marshall Mathers LP too is so good. I love the track with Kendrick.
So you can do it. Do you reckon he's just choosing not to?
I don't know, man. But like, what I think is, he probably doesn't need to work again, does he?
Can't do.
So why didn't he just disappear?
That's pretty harsh.
I don't mean it like that. I don't mean like, I don't mean off himself. I mean, just fucking don't do music anymore. You don't need to.
I know, I knew what you meant. I thought that was pretty harsh.
Why?
Just disappear.
Well, not disappear. I mean, you can still...
How do you like it if someone said, all right, you've earned enough. You had an Agent Provocateur 1 and 2.
Yeah.
You've earned enough money. Disappear.
Yeah, but I haven't earned enough money. No, that's the difference between me and Eminem.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
Let me tell you something, right?
Yeah.
If I earn enough money to not work again, you will not fucking hear from me for the rest of your life. I'm gone.
I mean, that's good enough reason to watch your shows.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I just... You're dumb.
Yeah.
You will not hear Romesh Ranganathan back with another multi-million...
So how much do we need to raise to make that happen?
Oh, my God. Do you know what? I genuinely reckon, you know, people are like fucking crowdfunding everything.
Yeah.
If you crowdfunded Romesh Never Does Another Fucking Gig.
That's great. That's actually, it's a good show. Yeah. It's a good show.
Anyway, so I want to apologise to Eminem fans because people think I'm shitting on Eminem. I'm not. I think Eminem's great. I just think this album's not very good.
I'd be curious, do people have, because you obviously slated Walk on Water, has anyone like defended it? Do people like go, what are you talking about? Have you had any feedback?
So I put out a tweet saying I thought it was shit. And basically the replies I got were from people that were just like, they want to like it because they love Eminem. And I get that. I do understand that feeling. But the truth is, you've got to judge things on their own merits. And the album's not very good. I wanted it to be good as well. But the difference is, I'll accept very quickly if it isn't. Like, some people are going, you've got to give it time and you've got to keep... And I do get giving it time, but I have given it time. I've visited a couple of times. It's crap. So, that's it. It's the end of it. It does have some redeeming features, but it's
not
good.
What are the redeeming ones?
Like, let's have a look. Like, a couple of the tracks he actually does, like, lyrically, it's great. But who cares? Like, I don't mean it like that. What I mean is, like, I don't want to listen to the song. So...
That's not... Yeah.
Anyway. But the main thing I want to talk about, because I'm probably going to get shit for what I've just said about Eminem. Actually, no, I'm not. Nobody gives a fuck about this podcast.
I don't...
Well, the way I'm talking is like I'm some sort of ultimate bloody authoritarian. Oh, Ramesh has declared. I'm like, nobody gives a shit.
What's the most tweets you've got, like, responding to something you've said?
I don't know.
Do you actually get feedback on this?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, people tweet me. Nobody really tweets saying they enjoy the podcast. Most of the tweets I get are from people saying, you got this wrong. Or, why do you keep banging on about the same? Like, for example, we talk about Eminem too much in this podcast. So this is probably not a remedy to that. But also, I got shit for saying that I wasn't as massive a fan of Tupac. I'm not a big fan of Tupac. That I got shit for. Just little things like that. Also, I said, so I thought the Dr. Dre lyric was, you've got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
Yeah.
But it's not.
What
it's
is
gap
it?
Gap teeth. And a lot of people corrected me on that.
Well, there's a gap teeth in your...
There's a gap in your teeth. So my dick's got to fit. So...
What, it fits through the crack?
I don't know. Well, he hasn't specified how big
your
the gap
line's
is.
Better.
What, got teeth in your mouth, so my dick's...
Oh, I thought you don't have teeth in your mouth.
No.
That would be best. It doesn't scan.
What are you saying? Are you saying someone without teeth would be the best at administering a blowjob?
I'm saying that would be the best line, because that would right. that would suggest the cock is bigger.
Got no teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
Yeah.
Because you're toothless.
Because otherwise you're suggesting my tooth fits through the gap, like my cock fits through a gap in your teeth, which is tiny.
Maybe it isn't gap teeth. Maybe I've got it wrong again. Let me just, hold on, let me look it up. I'm Googling got teeth in your fucking mouth now. Okay, so yeah, gap teeth in your mouth, so my dick's got to fit.
I don't know how that increases any space for penis.
I get, like, because you've got gaps in your teeth.
Yeah, but it's not like jelly or water. It doesn't, like, fit into all gaps. It's not polyfiller.
I don't think he's suggesting that he's got a dick like dental floss. I think what he means is there's a significant... Maybe he should have said that. There's a significant gap in your teeth that my dick's got to fit.
But it has to be, like, both her front teeth are out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe even then, that's small.
Maybe it's the whole front section.
Just one gap. That's what I'm saying. There are no. You got no teeth in your mouth. That would be better.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I'm not. You know, I've never really rapped, but that's not as
gap teeth in your mouth. So my dick's got to fit.
Who?
I mean, to be fair, he then goes on to say, "With my nuts on your tonsils." I mean, that's equally unlikely, isn't it? So, I guess.
Unless he's just gently resting them on the outside of her neck whilst trying to fuck the gap in her tooth. This ain't working.
I mean, if you're fitting your dick through the gap and then your nuts on the tonsils, that sort of suggests you're approaching from the back of the skull.
Yeah, he's got it all fucking wrong. Do you reckon someone sat him down afterwards?
Well, listen, Dre, you got no idea how fucking head works, mate.
You think he's just getting, yeah, just headbutting the back of his head.
Okay, let's move on. Okay, the main thing I want to talk about on this, and this is, we're going to wrap this up with this, all right, is I want to talk about Black Thought, man.
Yeah.
Black Thought. So Black Thought, I imagine, if you listen to this podcast, you probably already know this. And thank you to the people that tweeted it to me. But Black Thought was on the Funkmaster Flex's show, and Funkmaster Flex said, "I mean, listen, all respect to Funkmaster Flex, but how fucking annoying is that guy's voice?
It's bad.
You know what I mean? The people asked for it. Black Thought. Anyway,
Did you like the 60 minutes of Funk?
Dude, God, yeah. I'm so glad you mentioned this. The first 60 minutes of Funk. That album
is insane. Well, actually,
I think incredible. One and two.
But you probably don't like, which I did like, the poppier one, which was a white sleeve. I can't remember what it was called.
I hated that.
I knew you would. It had like Genuine on it, and it had like In Essence.
I hated that.
I actually liked it.
What was that called? Was that wasn't 60 Minutes of Funk, was it?
No, it wasn't, but it had another name. But it was he was on it, and it was like a white sleeve. I can't remember.
60 Minutes of Funk, Volume 1, though. When that first came out, it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Is that which one had One of them had Nas and one had Jay-Z. One, I can't remember, had freestyles from both. Or was it? I think it might have had both.
I tell you what, I think 60 Minutes of Funk Volume 1 might be the first time I ever heard Big Pun.
Oh, really?
I think it might be the first. Yeah, because it's like Fat Joe and Big Pun doing.
It was, yeah.
I think they did 187, didn't they? I think they might have done. Anyway, I'm sort of chatting shit here. But the point is, 60 Minutes of Funk.
Great.
One, great. Two, good. Three.
Still good.
No.
No?
No.
Hold on, three wasn't the one I'm talking about.
No, three was like.
I don't remember three.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
But none of them are as good I think as like... Sound Bombing. But anyway, this is, yeah. I'm being dragged off the point here. Anyway, so Funkmaster Flex introduces Black Thought. Black Thought then delivers, and I'm about to say freestyle, I'm fully aware that these things aren't freestyle. 9.5 minutes it must have been, maybe more, of just...
Dense just, rap.
Yeah.
Like dense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so... Like, what I would suggest to you, because I did this, Black Thought's flow is so addictive, right? Is that when you... If you... Basically, I found something, I think it was on okplayer.com, where they had, like, the 17 best bars from the Black Thought freestyle, right? If you read those in Black Thought's flow, it's so satisfying.
Really?
Because it's so well written that you just go... You just feel like... It's just amazing.
Well, that's what was, like... When I watched it at like 2 a.m. when I couldn't sleep. So, but like, I don't know, I went through, I always, that's kind of what I listen to at night for some reason, is those freaks like Sway, like Fire in the Booth, all those things. I just quite enjoy that, going down that sort of rabbit hole. But I don't think I could name you like a line that I loved.
I found a line that I absolutely love.
If you're reading it, you can't say you found it.
No, but listen.
I'm saying I didn't come out of that and go, oh my God, it was sort of just incredible, but I almost didn't like take in really what, I think you'd have to really like study it to get.
Okay, I think you make a good point, but there is one line I get, do you know how you get like, you just get caught on something that's like, anything you want to do, you can achieve, right? So there was a line, let me find it. But it did stick out to me when I first...
Yeah, must have done.
No, it did. But I just want to make sure I get it right. Hold on. Here it is. I am a walking affirmation that imagination and focus and patience get you closer to your aspiration. Like, when he drops that, oh, fuck it, honestly, mate, I got a semi. Like, it's...
But so...
First of all, what I would say is, what helps it is that Burn... The beat that he's doing over is amazing, right? But that riff is so good. But and the thing is, I sort of listen, and I do take your point. You go, okay, that was amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Are there any quotable lines? And there are when you look at it. But that line is the only one that, off the first listen, I like went, holy shit. Like, I just love that line. But then it just requires, you go back to it.
Yeah.
You can listen to it again and again. It's just incredible. And like, what is so amazing about that is it went viral. Like, everyone's talking about it. Fallon brought him on. I know that the roots of the house band, but Fallon talked to him about it. People go nuts for it online. And that's just him rapping over. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was so good. It was so incredible that it went massive. I just think it was, I just loved it. I loved everything about it.
Would have been better if he'd done slightly less, do you think?
Yeah. No, no. Well, no, okay, but you do raise the point of like...
Because it's just, after a while, it's sort of a whole experience watching it, because you kind of slightly switch off and just listen to the flow for a bit, and then you're back in, and I don't know, whereas when you watch other people, they'll do like a two minutes, give it a bit of a break, everyone goes crazy, you reset.
Okay, but let's be absolutely honest here. Yeah. Most of that is just bullshit. And what I mean is, like, you know when they go, you know, they'll say some line like, and that's how I spit, and then everyone goes, shit, and you just go, I mean, you're just doing that because that's what you, because they've stopped talking. Like, it wasn't a bit, like, they didn't come out on an amazing line. It's just they've paused, and so you've confected this excitement to make it look like you've got something. Do you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this then. Do you think how much, obviously you don't know, but if you were guessing, how much of that, because it's 9 minutes, even if it was just, if memorized all of it, that'd be pretty incredible.
Yeah.
But like, how much of that is pre-written or...
I don't know. Like, it's so complex. But also,
we met Harry Matt, right?
Yeah.
And like that, I believe, is totally like improv'd and like, I guess it. And but you feel like that can't be.
Well, what I would say is
Black Thought can't be
Harry Mack. What Harry Mack does is very impressive.
Mm.
But the
he's like, I don't know if people will know him. Everyone know him.
Yeah, he's a guy like his video. A lot of him on is it Venice Beach?
Yeah,
and he's just freestyling about people in the crowd. And it's like he goes on and it's very, it's like that went viral. And he's great at doing that. But this has got more substance than that. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Like, it's like, I don't know.
Well, you're just really laughing at the fact that he's mad. Like with Harry Matt, you're laughing because it's like, oh wow, he's actually seen he's got an orange t-shirt.
Yeah.
And he said it. But actually, no, to be fair, he does come up with funny punchlines as well.
I've been having visions of Nat Turner holding his master's head like Yorick and Horatio in Hamlet. I mean, I didn't say it, so it rhymes, but you can't freestyle that. You're fucking not putting a Yorick reference in off the top of your head. Are you? Come on, mate.
Just some light reading on the way, yeah. Yeah.
So, I just think it was amazing. I mean, I love Black Thought anyway.
Yeah.
I just thought it was incredible.
You've seen The Roots live, haven't you?
Many times, yeah. In fact, it's the only band that I've managed to... The only hip-hop act I've managed to convert Lisa to. But one little thing I would say about this, right, is that loads of people, as is expected, off the back of that, sort of were going, it shows you all these, like, mumble rappers and all this trap bullshit, and these people must be ashamed of themselves. Those people that listen to like that music, they don't give a fuck about Black Thought. I don't mean it as disrespect to Black Thought. They're not... We're talking about two different types of music here. Do you know what I mean? And the idea that that some kid watched Black Thought, I fully agree that a kid might watch that Black Thought free song and go, that's pretty good. But they're not going to stop listening to Future because they feel ashamed of themselves. Do you know what I mean? That's like... The idea, people like, because if you go to the YouTube video, all the comments are like, I bet all these fucking kids that listen to this shit hip hop now are feeling ashamed of themselves. They don't give a fuck, mate. Some old man rapped for 9.5 minutes. That's what they think. Like, don't get me wrong, Black Thought was incredible, but it's not the same thing. Like, people thinking that it's going to shame people that listen to trap or something, that's not how it works. Anyway. That's it. That's all I want to say. That's it. How long have we been going? Okay, we're well over. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap? I mean, this is your last appearance on Hip Hop Saved My Life of 2017. So,
well, hold on, you just said I would be able to do it.
I know, but it's late. We're not going to do that now, are we? You'll be on it in the new year.
Well, I will be in a different country. It's been hard enough to force my way on in the
same
country.
Yeah, but we'll all be in different countries then.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I'll get you on with the rapper and then... This is so boring. But anyway,
okay.
I promise.
That's all I've got nothing. Have you got anything else to say? Well, you get to do another one, don't you? Yes, you get to do it whenever you want.
I do. I can do this whenever I like. What do I want
to
say?
Do you need to do any prep? Like Gillette or...
No, I don't need to do any. This is a mini episode, mate. I don't need to do any sponsoring for this. Okay, the only one thing I would say is... what do I want to say? That's it. I'm done. Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope you have a good one. I hope you enjoy Tien and Diab. I mean, I want to talk to you about Tien and Diab when it comes around, so all good. You want to say anything?
No. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Bye-bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.